Go ahead, Mrs.
Good morning again. I will be reading Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word as I pass the call.
And before Overseer comes on, I forgot to ask people to please mute your phone because the call is being recorded and we want to get as clear as a recording as we can. Okay, Overseer.
Has joined the conference.
Good morning, good morning, good morning on this Make It Happen Monday. Can everybody hear me pretty good? I know I got a little echo in the room that I'm in this morning. I had to step out of the office. So can everybody hear me all right?
Yes,
we can. Yes.
Okay, great.
Just
wonderful.
Fine.
Wonderful. Listen, y'all know I'm a preacher. I know I have a time frame, 20 minutes here, so Dion or the hostess, whoever, just jump in there if I get at my 20 minutes point or shoot me a text so I can make sure that I stay to the time frame. Real quick this morning, I want to talk about high expectations. High expectations. High expectations. High expectations. Write it down. Get your highlighter, mark it on your wall, put it on your forehead, whatever. High expectations. And I want to deal with Acts the third chapter this morning. And I do want to say thank you to Barbara, such a wonderful, sweet announcer. Amen. When you get on the line, such a sweet voice, and greeting all of us. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. To those that read the scripture, we say thank you to you. Amen. Thank you to Dion and all the others who make up this line this morning. I want to go to Acts, the third chapter, very quickly. Acts 3 and 1. It says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate.
Has left the conference.
Called beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him, and John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. I want to talk about high expectations. We are in a very detrimental place in our economy, in this world, in this nation, and the expectation of the believers have to be higher than where it's been. So many of the believers, we are panicking because of the election, because
has joined the conference,
and because of the Republicans they're in control of every house and this and that and the other. But I want you to understand that our victory comes from the Lord. No matter what goes on, no matter who controls the nation, who controls the offices, these type things, we shouldn't frantic and be afraid of it. We've got to trust God. He says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor its seed begging for bread. I want us to be in a place where we expect God to do something greater than where we've been. I want you to take about 30 seconds. I want you to think about all this year and everything that you've been through, everything that you've gone through this year, everything that's happened this year. And I want you to begin to think about that. But then I want you to focus on the new year. We're getting ready. This is the fifth day of the end of December, the end of the year, and we are getting ready to embark upon a new year, 2017. Wow, it seemed like it just just yesterday, or just last month, we were celebrating the first of the year. But in this, we're closing out a year, we're going into a new year. You need to go into the year with high expectations. And let me tell you, expectations from your children, from your family, from your friends, from everybody around you, you need to have high expectations. And so so that means that everybody in your life, if they're not an asset, they are a liability. We cannot have liabilities in our lives. Those of us that drive or have insurance, with insurance, if you have too many accidents on your record, typically the insurance company will either increase your premiums, or they will drop you from the policy altogether because you are an asset. I mean, because you are a liability. You've had too many accidents. There's too many things happening. We've got to get rid of people in our lives that are not liability, that are assets in our lives. We've got to expect something of others that are around us. We've got to expect them to do better. We've got to expect them to be on the same level where we are. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So you've got to have folks, it's time out for playing games and we're arguing and bickering with one another and all of this stuff. We've got to have people that are kingdom-minded, that are focused on the kingdom, and that are focused into going in the same place where we're trying, where our focus is. You've got to get with folks that are expecting something, the same thing that you're expecting. So here it is, Peter and John are going into the gate called Beautiful. This lame man was laid here every day at the same gate. And here it is, Peter and John were coming through all the time, going into the temple to pray. But this particular day, the lame man reaches out to John, expecting Peter and John, he reaches out to them, expecting to receive something of them. Now listen, in the text it says that he would lay there and he would beg of alms. The word alms means money, or he would for change, if you will. And here it is, Peter and John, he asked them, and he was expecting to receive, you would figure that he was expecting to receive alms of them because that's what he was expecting from everybody else. But because of who Peter and John was, because of the anointing that Peter and John had, this man, his expectations changed. It became higher than his normal expectation of what he would ask of everybody else. Why? Because he saw the move of God. He saw the hand of God on Peter and John. So, he was expecting to receive something, but he did not know what it was that he was going to receive. And so there are so many of us where our expectation is that I'm just gonna go into work and work my 40 hours, and I'm going to get the same check that I normally get. I'm going to make my $12 an hour, my $18 an hour, and they're going to take taxes out, and then I'm going to have X amount of dollars to do what I need to do. If we are in a time and in a season where it's okay for us to expect the unusual from God. Glory to God. You've got to expect the unusual. You've got to expect the not the same old thing. I can't say it enough. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. Thank you. I'll say it again. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. It's time for our expectations to change. There's no need in going through the same routine all the time, looking for the same thing over and over. I hate redundance. I used to work in banking, and I would get so frustrated because I was a loan originator, and I was sitting there, and I was originating these loans and talking to the same people over and over all day, every day, and helping them with their problems and fix this. It became so repetitive. It became so boring to me that I couldn't do it anymore. And so that's why now I work in funeral service. Every day is a different day. I hate repetition. When I go into work, I'm expecting something different. I'm expecting new cases. I'm expecting different clients in the building. Why? Because it's a job that's constantly changing. And so in your life, the only thing that ought to be constant is change. What you wore yesterday, you shouldn't get up and put on today. What you wore today, you shouldn't wear tomorrow. You ought to expect something different. And some of us, we can't expect anything different. It's because we don't have the mentality to show anything different. Everybody is expecting you to do the same thing. You're looking for those around you to do the same thing. But here it is, this man, he fastened his eyes on Peter and John, and Peter said to him, and John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So typically he was looking to receive alms. He was begging of alms from everybody else. But this particular day, he was looking to receive He didn't know what he was going to get. He was just looking to receive something. There was something that he needed. There was something that he was expecting. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what Peter and John was going to say. But he knew that they had something that he needed. You ought to go into services with an expectation that I'm not leaving here the same way. You ought to get on this line week after week and say, I'm expecting something from the Lord. I'm expecting to receive something. It doesn't matter if my favorite intercessor is praying. It doesn't matter if my favorite Victor is reading the declaration. It doesn't matter about any of that. I'm expecting something. When I get on this line, when I dial into this line, when I invite others, I'm expecting a report. I'm expecting a change. I'm expecting God to answer my prayer. I'm expecting to hear a word from the Lord. You've got to be in a place where your expectancy is greater than what it's been. No more routine as usual. No more going through the same things. No more just a little bit. I'm looking for more than enough. The Bible says that he would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. My expectancy is now at a place where I'm looking for more than enough. Yes, it's been great this year. It's been good this year. I got everything that I needed. But in the new year, my expectancy has channeled into another place, glory to God, where I'm expecting God to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's what the word says. It's time for us as people of God to tap into the word of God and stand on the word of God. The Bible says that the flower faded and the grass withered. The grass withered away and the flower faded, but the word of God stands forever. So listen, we ought to be in a place where we're standing on the word of God and we're expecting God to uphold his word. The Bible says that he is a God that cannot and will not lie. If God said it, it is so. You say, well, if that's the case, overseer, why aren't I getting it? Because your expectancy level is below sea level. And listen, thank you, Holy Ghost. Anytime that you are below sea level, you are opening up the door for storms. You are opening up the door for the winds and the waves because you are too low. It's time for us to come up higher with our expectancy. It's time for us to come to a different place and expect God to do just what he said. I don't know about you, but I'm in a place and in a season where I am holding God to his word. And not only am I holding God to his word, but I'm accountable to uphold the word that God has left for me. So anytime that our expectancy rises, your accountability has to rise. You right back to where I started. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. If I always go into the service and I give God a dollar, if I always give $5, if I always give $20, well, guess what? My expectancy ought to be to receive that which I've given in. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Why don't you step out of the norm? Why don't you step out of where you are and expect God to give you something, greater, to do something greater in your life, to show God, my prayer is, God, use me as an example. Whatever it takes to let a dying world know that you're still God, God, use me. My expectancy has changed. Some of us are fearful because of where we've been and what we've done and who we've done and all of these things. We are fearful to tell God to use us. But guess what? I don't care about any of that. If you go to the Word of God, there's nobody that God used in the Word of God that didn't have an issue. Everybody that God used, from David to Peter and Paul and to all of them, they had some kind of issue, but their expectancy of God was greater than their issue. Some of us, our issues, our expectancy is only as great as our issue. Forget my issue. I'm believing on the word of God where he says he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask or think. That's my expectancy. I'm looking for an expectancy of greater in this season. And so we're in this place where we have got to push forward, and we've got to expect God to do what he said. God is a God that cannot and will not lie. If he said it, it's so. But where is your expectancy? Do you really believe the word of God? Do you really stand on the word of God? Some of us are just going through the motions because we know it's the right thing to do. But do you really believe? And you say, well, yeah, I believe. No, you don't believe if you're worried about the very thing that God told you he was going to fix. I preached a message years and years ago that said, if you don't worry, don't pray. If you don't pray, don't worry. They're like oil and water. They cannot mix. So my expectancy is that in the morning when I get on the declared victory line, I'm going to declare the victory over every circumstance, over every situation, over every request that I'm putting before God. I'm expecting to overcome. I'm looking for something. Here it is, this man, he says, John and Peter, they said, look upon us. He gave heed to them. He said he was expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, well, silver and gold have I none, but such I have I given to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Here it is where this man was. He's been laying at the gate called Beautiful. He was in the right place. He was laying at the temple. He was laying in the place to receive something, but his expectations were not high enough for him to get it until that particular day. Every day they laid him in the same spot. He went to the same gate. He was at the right place, but his expectance was too low. He didn't expect nothing for more than a handout. It's time out for us looking for a handout. But I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a hand up. I don't want anybody to give me a pity party or to just give me stuff. But I'm looking for some people that will give me a hand up. My expectancy is greater than anything that any man can give me. I'm looking for the extraordinary. I'm looking for the unusual. I'm looking for my healing. I'm looking for my deliverance. That's where my expectance is. And if it means to have to expose myself, if it means to have to come naked before God, that's what I'll do, because my expectancy says, listen, I'm expecting God to do something great. And if I want God to do something great, what am I willing to give him great? So today, I want to tell you, as I come to a close, as I get ready to close this declaration this morning, do not go in the same year with the same expectance that you've had in this year. Your level of expectation ought to be so great that people who aren't even on your level, they can't stay around you. People that don't expect the same things can't stay around you. The Bible says that faith is dead without works. Yeah. Now, don't be ignorant and expecting to go get a Maserati and you ain't got nothing but $1,000. No. It don't work that way, but your faith and your work and the level of expectancy has to all be in the same place. I'm expecting God to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think. I'm expecting God to do greater in my life. I'm expecting God to heal my husband, to heal my wife, to set my family free. I'm expecting this from God, and not only am I expecting it, I'm believing that God is able to do it, because he's a God that has never left me. He's a God that has never lied to me. He's a God that does exactly what he says he's going to do. But God is waiting on our level of expectancy to come up higher. So I want to encourage you. I want to admonish you in this season that to allow your expectancy, think outside of the box. Think outside of the ordinary. Think outside of your comfort zone. Here it is. You're like the man that's laying. You're laying at the gate called Beautiful. You're laying at a place to receive your miracle, but you're causing your handicaps. You're causing your problems to make you have a low expectation. No longer will my expectation be low, because I know that God is greater than my situation. I know that God is greater than my circumstance. I know that God is greater than what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through. And if he said it, it's so. But it's up to me to expect God to do just what he said. So as I pass the call, we're getting ready to go into prayer. God bless you. I want you to pull up your level of expectancy. I now pass the call.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we give you all the glory this morning. God, we thank you for waking us this morning, and we thank you for keeping us through the night, Lord Jesus, God, where we were safe, Lord Jesus, God, that no harm came nigh our dwelling place, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for the expectation, Lord Jesus, of the line this morning, where we come, God, and meet you, and we cause a meeting between the heavenlies and the earthly, Lord God, and we begin to intercede on behalf of others, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have our backs this morning, even as we give of ourselves, Lord Jesus, and even as we tithe our sleep, God, this morning. God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done in our lives and through our lives, God. And we thank you that our lives, God, are a glory that our lives, Lord God, were made to glorify you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for bringing us, Lord Jesus, this far, God. We thank you this morning, God, that you are a God that never sleep and you never slumber, God, and you hear every petition. God, that you are the God of this universe. We thank you for the expansions that we see, God, everything that we see that we didn't have to sleep outside, God, on the sidewalk, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we slept in warm houses, God, apartments, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all of that this morning. We have no complaints, oh God. We bless you, God, for the very air that we breathe this morning, Lord God. And even as we look outside, God, and the sun is coming up, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for it. And we bless you that you have prepared all this for us, we, your children. God, we thank you that you are knitting our lives together, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you that you have put this treasure deep down on the inside of us, Lord God, wherein, God, you go after it, and you go after it with a vengeance. And we thank you that our lives are not our own, God. We bless you this morning, and we give you the glory for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we have our faculties, Lord Jesus, that our hands are working, and that our feet are working, Lord God. We bless you today. We thank you for the healing, Lord God, that we've experienced, not just on one occasion, but God, we thank you for the healing that we receive each and every day. We thank you for the reports that we hear, God, of those who are being healed, Lord God, miraculously, Lord Jesus, when the doctors have thrown up their hands, God, and said that there's nothing else can be done, God. We bless you because that is the environment for a miracle. And we bless you today because we know of what you can do. So we come to you, Lord Jesus, with all we have, everything, God. We place this, God, into your hands. God, we thank you this morning for Overseer, God, pouring out of himself, Lord Jesus, God, and today we come with a new expectation for 2017, Lord God, that we're not going to do the same thing, Lord Jesus, expecting a different outcome, but we're going to do something different, Lord God, because we realize that your desire is to do a new thing on the inside of us. God, so bless him today, even where he is, God, on his job. God, bless him right now. God, we thank you for Candace, and we thank you for Pam, Lord God, and their labor of love, Lord Jesus, God, and we ask right now that you strengthen Pam, God, on this week. You know the situation, God, and you know all that she's going through, God, and even as she stands, God, on your word, God, in her healing, Lord Jesus, we believe you also for her, God, that you're going to do a complete work, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for Bubbly today, Lord God, even as she go for her treatment, Lord Jesus, God, we thank you for her strength, Lord Jesus, and even days, God, when she feel like she doesn't have enough, we bless you, Lord God, that you step in and you become her strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you have done so many wonderful things in our lives, Lord Jesus. And even though this flesh wastes away, Lord God, we realize that you're strengthening our inner man, Lord Jesus, and you're strengthening our most holy faith. And so, God, in every struggle and in every situation, in every hard trial, Lord God, when we see you in it, we will be like you, Lord Jesus. God, it is our desire to please you this morning. It's our desire, Lord Jesus, to represent you in the earth, Lord Jesus. God, has a desire, Lord Jesus, to become and are the priest that you have called us to be, Lord God, that our lives are no longer the same, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we give you the glory, God, as I pass the call to Brother Jeff.
If you're praying, we can't hear you. Can somebody jump in, please?
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you thanks on this morning. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and what you're yet going to do in our lives, God. Thank you that you woke us up this morning, God. Thank you that you watched over us as we slumbered last night, God. That you let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to us, God. We come asking that you forgive us for our sins, God. Thank you, O God, for saving us, God. Thank you, O God, that we continue to study your word, God. Hide your word in our hearts so that we may not sin against you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come asking for your protection, God. For those that are in the military, God, we ask that you continue to watch over them, God. That you bring them home safely, God. Thank you for their sacrifice. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for pastors and ministers all over this world. Thank you, God, that you bring forth laborers to their vineyard, God. That they continue to win souls to the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, and for that we say thank you. We thank you for all those that are on this Declare Victory prayer line. We thank you for Dion and her family and her sacrifice, God. Thank you that she continues to study or to show herself approved, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for those that are on the wall. Thank you for Loni, God, and her family. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are homeless and helpless and don't have shelter, God. We pray for those that are sleeping in tents, God. If it be your will, God, we pray that someone will cross their path that will put a roof, a different roof over their head, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for our health and our strength. Thank you for the activity of our limbs, God. Thank you for the president that is in office now, God. We thank you for all that he's done. Even though it doesn't seem like it was much, God, we know that he dug us out of a lot, God. And for that, we're grateful. And we're thankful, God. And we're thankful that, God, the next party will do the same. That you will get the glory out of everything that is happening in this world, God. We pray, God, that we are not deceived, God, but that we will continue to seek your face, God, and we will continue to keep your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise as our pastor calls. Amen.
Dion, if you're praying, we can't hear you.
Yeah, we're supposed to be Tiffany, but if somebody can jump in, I'm going to close this off.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we just come and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us to witness another day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your protection, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning.
Lord, we thank you for blessing
us with a sound mind and healthy hearts and a healthy mind, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you
have joined the conference.
Honor and to give you praises and to give you glory for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us from January to the end of this year, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept us all these days, all these months, all these weeks, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just come lifting up our families to you, Heavenly Father. I lift up every family that is attached to this call, Heavenly Father. I pray, dear Lord, that you will walk through all the homes, Heavenly Father, that you will bless them, Lord, that you give us a peace, Lord, that you will be our protector, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just come, Lord, lifting up to you, Heavenly Father, our children, our babies, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will place a hedge of protection around them, Lord, as they go throughout their day, Heavenly Father, as they go to their places of learning, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will just protect them, Lord. Protect them from the dangers of the world, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, give them a mind to want to learn, to want to do better. Give them a mind to know you, Heavenly Father, that they will know you, that they will bring you into their lives, Heavenly Father.
Has joined the conference.
Grow attached to you, Heavenly Father, that they will come to you, Lord, that they will pray, that they will live for you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift up our marriages, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you will continue to bind and to grow marriages, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to open the lines of communication between husbands and wives, Heavenly Father. Just continue to tie families together closer and closer, dear Lord, as we live in these dangerous times, Heavenly Father. Just help us to continue, Heavenly Father, to love one another, to love hard, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just continue to ask, Lord, that we would just seek your face, Lord, for all situations, for all circumstances in our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will heal minds and that you will heal hearts, dear Lord, especially during this time of season, Heavenly Father, Lord, where depression can run so rampant during this time, Lord. We just pray that, Lord, that you will just lift us up, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray. I just pray for each and every victim on this line, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're just standing in agreement and standing on your promises, Lord, standing on your word, Lord, that we are walking in victory, Heavenly Father, that we are waiting in expectancy, Heavenly Father, that you're going to do a marvelous thing in our lives, Lord. We're waiting for it suddenly, Lord. We're waiting for you to turn situations around. We're waiting for you to turn heavy hearts around, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. We glorify you and magnify you for being a wonderful God, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us, Lord. And if anything else, Lord, we thank you for your love that you have for us, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that you are the apple of your eye, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you have us in the palm of your hand, Lord. Lord, we love you, God. We thank you,
joined the conference.
We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for being the light on this earth, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just pray that you will walk through with us throughout this day, Lord, that you will protect us, Heavenly Father, that you will help us, Lord, to show love, Lord, to a dying world, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, as I pass the call.
Hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to get this thing called life right. God, we magnify you this morning. God, for being everything that we need. And today, I thank you for the word, Lord God. I thank you for the confirmation this morning, God. I thank you for solidifying some things in all of us, God, as we approach a new year and a new us. God, give us a mind to love on you like never before. God, change our hearts, change our minds. Help us to know that the word of God is for us and that there should be an expectancy. God, we're expecting you to change our minds. We're expecting you to change our hearts. We're expecting you to change our thoughts about who we are to you, Lord God, so that somebody else would benefit from us knowing that we serve a risen Savior, that we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we are able to do exceeding abundantly, above and beyond anything we could ever think, hope for, or imagine through you, Lord God. We thank you that the word declares that after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we shall receive power. God, give us power to overcome our stinking thinking. God, give us the power to overcome, that we know without shadow of a doubt that no weapon formed against us will prosper. God, that not only will it not work, but it can't work. That though it form, it cannot work. God, we thank you that we have the power and the mind to know that if you be for us, God, what is the entire world against us? God, I thank you that you're renewing our minds. God, that you're giving us a fresh determination, a new anointing, Lord God. We thank you for fresh wind, God. We thank you for rhema word this morning. God, and we just ask that every prayer, every supplication that went up before you, God, not only that you hear it and you answer it, Lord God, but that you do with it quickly. God, give us a mind to wait and to expect you with a heart that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, Lord God. Give us a mind to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness. God, help us to hide the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against you. God, that when you come for your church, Lord God, that we be found without blemish, Lord God. I ask that you continue to make us again another, Lord God, to reinvent us, to recreate us, God, to give us a new determination in and through you. God, we know that you're able. Continue to bind us up in love, Lord God. Continue to unify us, Father God. Continue to give us strategies and ideas. God, you said you'd give us witty ideas and inventions. God, for the person that you've given the mind to start a business, they're still afraid, God, and tiptoeing around the idea. God, give them the courage to press forward. God, help us to stay focused in this season. Help us not to be moved. Help us not to be stagnant. Help us not to procrastinate in this hour, Lord God. I thank you for the lean season. God, give us a mind to sow mightily. Lord, not just in the kingdom, God, but in the promise and the purpose that you've given to each and every one of us. Help us to be give in such a way, God, that it makes us uncomfortable. Give of our time, God. Give of our service. God, give of our finances, God. Help us to do what we say we want to see. God, with expectation, help us to anticipate your answer, God. Help us to anticipate your arrival. Help us to anticipate you doing a new thing in a new season. God, we thank you that while you're changing our minds, God, that we're getting fresh wine skins, for no man pours fresh wine and oil in old vats, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to patch up our brokenness anymore, God, that when you heal us, we'll be healed wholly. And so I thank you once again in advance, Lord, for all that you're doing. God, for all that you're giving. God, for all that you're moving. God, for all that you're replacing and repairing. God, be our sovereign God on every day, not just on Make It Happen Monday, God, but every day of our lives, we look to you, Lord God. We expect you, Lord God. We are waiting for you, Lord God, and we're standing while we're waiting, and we're working while we're waiting, God, and we're watching while we're waiting, but most importantly, God, we're warring while we're waiting. So as all these great men and women of God take their phones off, you, God, we celebrate you. We tell you, you are an excellent God, that it's worth it to wait on you, God, that it's worth it to expect you, oh God, yes, that it's worth it for us to anticipate you, not only being a great and sovereign God. God,
left the conference.
In the name of Jesus, God, move in our lives, God. Move in our homes, God. Move in our relationships, God. Move in our children, oh God. Move in every area of our life, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. We expect you, God. We expect your arrival in the name of Jesus. We expect you, God, to use us. God, to use us mightily in the name of Jesus. We expect you, God, to transform our minds, oh God. We expect you to transform our hearts, oh God. We expect you, oh God, to give the increase. God, while we're watching and while we're worrying, God, while we're worrying, God, we anticipate the victory this morning.
Lord Jesus,
the victory in every area of our life, God. God, thank you, Lord. We expect victory, God.
How we bless you, Lord God. Thank you for the newness, oh God, that you have placed upon us. God, lay down on the inside, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for a brand new day, Lord. A brand new start, Lord God. A brand new week, Lord God. That we can just lift up your name and glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for the newness, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We accept the victory, God.
One more opportunity, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God, that we expect you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that we expect you to show up. Thank you, God, in our time of need. Thank you, Jesus. We expect you to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We expect you to make a way. We expect you to provide. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We expect to be made whole. Thank you, Jesus. We expect it, God. Thank you for a rhema word this morning. In spite of the distraction, God, we thank you for showing up, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We thank you that you take us from glory. Glory. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, that we put one foot in front of the other. God, that we keep going. Hallelujah, and we expect you to make the way, even when we can't see the way, God. We expect you to make the way. Hallelujah, when we feel that the foundation up under us has dissipated, we expect you, God, to continue to provide that support that is needed. Oh, God, we bless you. 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 Hallelujah. Your name is worthy. Your name is worthy, God. Your name is worthy. We bless you today. We bless you, God. We accept it, God. We accept it, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more, God, will we feel sorry for ourselves. No more, God, will we just take what the enemy stole at us. No more, God. God, I feel something happening. God, we're going to stand. We're going to take a stand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, God. We're going to walk in authority, God. Hallelujah. We're going to walk in purpose, God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for our unbelief, God. Hallelujah, for being slowful and just sitting down and being comatose. Oh, God, we thank you that we take the stand this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you for the change, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance, God. Hallelujah. God, we expect you. God, we expect you. That's our mantra for the rest of this year. I'm not going to wait until next year. God, I'm expecting you this year. I'm expecting you today, God. Hallelujah. To open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we don't have room to receive. The blessing, oh God, the promises of God that are yea and amen, oh God. Hallelujah. Come down, shaking together and running over some men given to our business. Oh God. We thank you for the homes that we didn't have to build. We thank you for the vineyards that we didn't have to plant. God, we thank you for the wells that we didn't have to dig. Oh, God, we thank you for saving our children. Oh, God, we thank you for the new businesses that will open up, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new jobs, the careers, oh, God. Where they say we need a degree, they make an exception and they don't even know why. When they give us the contracts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, they don't even know why they did it. Hallelujah, but we expected God. In the name of Jesus, our ministries will grow. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we thank you for unification, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bless you. Hallelujah, we just keep going. Walking in faith, oh God. Hallelujah, for these signs shall follow them that believe. God, we believe you. God, we trust you. God, we thank you in advance. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Bless the name of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, God. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy. God. You're worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
None like you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
So, God, we come to sing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For we know that when we pray, you're faithful to hear us. You're faithful to hear us. You're faithful to hear us, God. You're faithful, faithful, faithful. Oh, God. We're grateful this morning, God. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the name, God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the name,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Great expectation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great expectation. Great expectation.
Hallelujah.
Great expectation.
Thank
great
you,
expectation.
Thank
great
you,
expectation.
Great expectation. Great, 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 great.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
name.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
oh, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. We say yes. Yes, God. Oh God, we love you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sometimes we didn't make the best decision. Sometimes we absolutely blew it. But, God, you are so faithful to us. Thank you, God. And we have the mind to keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for stopping by and saying hello. God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can feel you. God, I thank you that I don't have to serve a God that I cannot feel. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. God, we're grateful with grateful hearts, God, this morning. We just celebrate you and call you our sovereign God. That, God, we recognize we can't live without you. And, God, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to try. I appreciate that you are a mind regulator. I appreciate that you are a heart fixer this morning. And, God, we're expecting that next year will be greater than the years past, God. You said that our ladder would be greater, God. So we are expecting our ladder to be glorious in the name of Jesus. That you would get the glory out of our lives. So, God, we love you, and we'll be so careful today, not only to make it happen, God, but to remember that you are our absolute sovereign God. We thank you this morning as I pass the call to Barbara.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. My name is Barbara. I have been your host for today. And I hope that you have been blessed by the word. Were there any first-time callers on the line? Is there anyone that has joined us after the call began that would like to say hello or good morning?
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Lady Cindy. Good morning, Lady Cindy. Good morning. Good morning, Cindy. Faithful. 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 Good morning, Jamel. Good morning, family. Brother Eric.
Good morning, Brother Eric.
Good
morning, Brother Eric.
You made it.
Eric Smith has left the conference.
Anyone
good morning,
else?
Family. This is Pam.
Good morning, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, it's Bernice.
Good morning, Connie.
Hey, Bernice.
Good morning.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, this is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth. Well, I hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is Love, Life, and Victory. Thank you, and have a blessed, awesome Make It Happen Monday as I pass the call to Overseer Jeremiah Wright, Martin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Barbara. We appreciate you. I appreciate the word of God. I tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I feel the power of God. I feel the move of God. And I believe with everything in me that the believers, that some of our expectations have increased from this point forward, that we're expecting something different and that we're looking for something different. Of course, during Love, Life, and Victory, we know that the floor is, that the lines are open to all of us to share our thoughts and our opinions, to add on to the lesson.
lesson, to have an open forum. So you can most definitely do so at this time. If you'd like to share, if you'd like to talk about how the word this morning was for you and it blessed you, you can most definitely go ahead and do so at this time. Okay, there be nobody. I don't believe in just talking just for the sake of talking. So I just want to say one last time that let's make sure that we expect something different.
You're fading out.
We can hardly hear you, overseer. You have to speak up a little louder. We can't hardly hear you.
The call on.
Can you hear me now?
Overseer Jeremiah.
Better.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So I want to say that most definitely that we've got to step up our expectations. What is it that you expect from God? What is it that you expect God to do in the new year? And you can't expect the same thing all the time. You've got to step it up. You've got to step it up because we serve a progressive God and we should be a progressive people. So the line is open to anybody that would like to share this morning. If you have a testimony, if you have something related to the declaration this morning, the line is open for you. I don't believe in just doing a lot of talking just because. So if there's not anybody, I'm going to release the line this morning. We're going to pray one last time.
Overseer.
Release the line. Yes, go ahead.
It's Didi, brother. Oh, I love you, man of God. Thank you for that word. Everything the Lord has promised shall come to pass, and I am excited. I have an expectation that's high because I know God is good, and I thank you. I think Tanya may have said in her prayer. I think Tanya may have said in her prayer about being comatose. So we have to, first thing, when we know what God's promise is for us, we can just have peace about it and have the expectation. So I just thank you, man of God. That word was right on time. And it's not about 2017. It's now for me. It's a right now expectation to just expect God to do what he said because his promises are yea and amen, and there's nothing too hard for God to do. I pray for you daily. I'm so grateful that God placed you in my path. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for your prayers. Trust me, I need everybody's prayers. Prayer is always accepted, no matter how big we get, how small we are, whatever we think, prayer is always accepted for me. So we thank you for sharing with us. Is there anybody else that would like to share this morning?
Good morning. This is Tanya.
This is Bubbly.
Okay, hold on. I heard Tanya.
Okay. Hold on. Let's get order.
I heard Tanya. I heard Bubbly. And I heard like two other people. I didn't get your names, but we'll
Tanya.
Go in that order. Tanya. Okay, so we'll go Tanya, Bubbly, and Tanya, and then we'll pick up from there.
Well, first of all, I wanted you to know how much I thoroughly enjoyed you. It was absolutely a logos word. I felt it leap out of the phone into my heart. It was impactful. And I heard your sound. I heard the depth of your sound. It has absolutely changed, and I am so privileged to be a witness to that. Dion and I were just sharing last night about how I guess it's been maybe 2 months now, you all. We have had so many distractions on the call, and I have to give it up to you for not showing any reactions to all of the distractions that were taking place as we, and thank everybody for your patience. You know, as we just made a decision, we are going to keep going. You know, it got to the point where glorifying the enemy at all. I just wanted to paint this picture. There are times when we go through changes in our life, and it just seems like it's one thing after another, after another, after another, and oh my God, when is it going to end? And it just almost feels like we have been in this birthing position almost up for me is how I'm relating it. We've been in labor. I'm trying to give birth to the next greatest thing that God is going to do for us. And I just feel like your call this morning, the word that God gave you, it has catapulted us for us actually to actually give birth. I've taken a hold of what you said, and while I have expectations for 2017, I'm literally going to take some time, write out what those are, but there are some things that I'm expecting God for this year. We have money that has been held up. We have money that has been held up, and it's almost as if the people are just playing games with us. But I made a decision that money is going to be released to us. You know, it's a nice piece of change. I've made a decision that I'm expecting that money is going to be released to us before this year is out. And I thank you again for being obedient to the direction of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you so much. It's awesome to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. Thank you so much. Bubbly, I believe you had something you wanted to add.
Yes, man of God. First of all, with everybody else saying, so good to hear your voice, your sound. And, yes, it definitely has changed. Interestingly enough, as the old saints used to say, I shouldn't say old saints, old people used to say, that you need to talk somebody up. Me and Miss D were just talking about something scriptural that I remember you sharing over my life, Luke 6:38, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. I remember you saying that the last time I saw you when you were here and we were in Oakland, and something came up with that, and we said, I said, you know what, I remember Overseer mentioning that, sharing that over my life, and then you come on and you just, you know, it's kind of like the bases were loaded at a baseball game, and you just came up and you just knocked it out the park to just confirm everything that we were talking about yesterday. You just brought it in today, and I just thank you so much for you, your heart, your tenacity, for the word of God, the way you present it, the way you show it and share it. And I just pray God's continued blessings over you, your life, your family, your ministry, and all that you touch in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. I love you, my brother in Christ, and you be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. And I believe that Tanya was next. Tanya, you can go ahead at this time.
Thank you, man and God. I thank you for your declaration. I heard in my spirit, he said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. It's just that simple, to ask with expectancy. So thank you so much for the declaration to usher in that of asking, the expectancy, Lord God. I just thank you for and pray that God would just continue to use you and bless you and to order your footsteps in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. I want to bring out a point very quickly here. If we can back a little bit in the text, in a couple of chapters before, there was this same type instance that was going on. That was the Samaritan man that was robbed and beaten, and everybody was crossing to the other side of the street so that they wouldn't even have to deal with him. I want you to understand that expectancy brings about obedience. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Expectancy brings about obedience. We have to be obedient to what God is saying to us and through us in this season. And when God speaks and God tells us to speak, we have to be obedient to speak it. Because my lesson this morning was something totally different that I had prepared last night. And when I woke up this morning, the Holy Ghost said, go here. And I was like, well, no, Lord, I ain't got number 20 minutes, so I don't need to be fluttering and filtering around. I need to do what I got. And the Holy Ghost said, tell the people that their expectancy has to rise. And obedience is everything. With obedience that brings about such an expectation, because when the Holy Ghost began to speak to me like that, my expectation began to rise, because I'm like, okay, God, this is your doing. I don't know what the people need and how they need it, but because you told me to do this, I'm expecting you to move. And I tell you, even through the prayer, just as we built on the prayer, thank you, God, as we built on the prayer, glory to God, and you could just hear a shock wave of expectancy that just began to explode through the line. And so I'm so glad that I have an ear to hear what God is saying. And so in our expectancy, that brings about an obedience as well. And so if you can't be obedient, you might as well not expect. I'm going to stop because I'm going to get in trouble there. Is there anybody else that want to share with us this morning?
Hey,
Amen.
You expound on that when you just said what you that last thing that you just said, because you said when you were talking, you talked about the accountability too that we have. So I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I think I heard the conference.
Yeah, you did. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Absolutely awesome to hear your transformed sound. Isn't it something that when we go through, we just get better? He was already dope. However, we can the difference in the texture of your cadence is different, and I'm excited that you pressed your way through your process, and that we get to reap the benefits of it. There's a pastor named Michael Murdoch or Mike Murdoch, and if anybody ever watches Ion in the middle of the night, I used to keep it on this channel because what would wake me up is him saying expectancy, 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 expectancy. And every morning at about 4 o'clock in the morning, you'll catch Mike Murdoch and the Kingdom Keys, and there's a period of time where all he talks about is expectation. And I started hearing that probably about a year and a half ago, and I know you get exactly what you expect. It goes right back to the word, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is our expectation. So, man of God, thank you for your share this morning. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your press. And thank you for continually moving upwardly in purpose. I appreciate your gift. I appreciate your anointing. And I thank you this morning for your time and the sacrifice to share all the way from Houston. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dia, and I appreciate it. I thank you guys for inviting me and thinking of me. And don't be trying to move me to Houston. I'm in Dallas. I'm going to stay in Dallas for a little while.
Excuse me.
I do want to add, though, and I just heard this in the Holy Ghost. This is for about 7 people that's on the line right now, that your expectancy is all predicated upon your mentality. Your mentality is everything when you're expecting. If you expect to get a Social Security check every month, that's all you're going to get. I don't care how handicapped you are. I don't care how disabled you are. You've got to expect more than just what is quote-unquote promised to you or what they said they was going to give you. I'm expecting more. No longer am I expecting to live on a fixed income, but I'm expecting my income to be fixed. Yeah, it's a mentality.
All right, I'm done.
It's a mentality.
That part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. And listen, y'all.
This is a constant.
I'm sorry. Okay. So it's
breaking up.
Can you hear me?
I'm just breaking up.
Okay.
Oh, I'm breaking up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but my, like Tanya, my belly just leaked. Oh, my goodness. Somebody was knocking at the door, and I think it was either Mary or Elizabeth, one of them. Wait a minute. Jesus, your mentality has to change, and your expectancy is predicated to your obedience. Wait a minute. Did I catch all of that? That is right there. Just settle this for me. So I'm not only am I expecting God to do some things, I'm expecting God to vindicate. I'm expecting God to vindicate some things. I'm expecting God to rearrange some things. I'm expecting God to restore some things. I'm expecting God to rebuke the devourer. I'm expecting God to restore everything that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust can devour. I'm expecting God to go back 20 generations to cut anything that my ancestors came into
blood covenant went knowingly and unknowingly, this traveling through time, because it was unknown witchcraft. I'm expecting God to change every dynamic of not only my life, my children's children's life. I'm expecting for wealth to be my mentality always until the days of my life. I see Jesus face to face. You don't know what you just did for me this morning. I was already up like Dion at 3 a.m. in here, wrapped up in a Talese cloth, calling down everything, asking for the latter rain, asking for God to bless my enemies. Hello, because somebody got to sit at the table. Hello, somebody. I was asking God to bless everybody on the victory call. And do you know that God shook me? He said, it is 6:19. Why are you still asleep? I said, God, I was with you just at 3 o'clock. He said, but I need you to get up again. I'm going to shake myself. He shook me. That's what he said. I'm going to shake myself, and I need you to knock. I'm knocking at the door. It was to hear this sound. Thank you so much. You don't know what you just did for me. Not only did you confirm my prayer at 3 a.m., anybody that know about the watch hours, hello, prayer warriors, get on the wall. I want to pull down some things at 3 o'clock because at midnight I was binding up some things. Hello, somebody. I am so excited this morning. I was going to lay here, but I think I'm going to get on up and get ready for work. Praise God. Thank you so much, Overseer. From Dallas, Texas, because Houston is almost like a 4-5 hour, 6 hour drive. I understand. Bless you, man of God.
Bless you so much. Thank you so much. I'm just excited because you're excited. She sounds excited. Oh my God! And she sounds like another level of expectancy just leaped in her, like she's just given birth to another season
has
of expectancy.
Has left the conference.
But yeah, we're so excited and believers. I'm telling you, the mentality is everything. Most of us cannot receive anything greater than where we are because of the mentality, because of the way we think. Well, my mama done it this way, and my grandmama done it this way, and it's always been this way. That mentality will get you what you've always seen. But you've got to know that you know that you know that God is greater than what we've been doing. God is greater than where we are, you know. But it's all about your way of thinking. I remember growing up as a little boy that we lived in the projects, and I remember it so vividly, telling myself that I will never ever take my family to the projects. At that point, and I believe that day I had gotten into a fight, and like Will was just a big fight with all of the neighborhood hooligans and all of that stuff. And that particular day, I made up in my mind my expectation was greater than the project. It was good for then. That's all Mom could do right then, not to knock her. But I was like, I'm going to do better than this. I am never, ever bringing my family to the projects. And to this day, I've never, ever stayed in the projects again, and I'm not going to stay in the projects again, and I mean that. And people say, oh, you can't say what you're not going to do. Yes, I can say what I'm not going to do because my mentality and my mindset is greater than going backwards. And some of us can never move forward because we're going backwards. And then there are a lot of us that we are in the position or in the posture where it looks like we're going forward, but your eyes is on the rearview mirror the whole time. You're looking from mirror to mirror, looking behind you, and you'll never be able to move forward because your mentality is still 20 years back, 10 years back, what happened last week, what happened yesterday. The Bible says that the old things are passed away and all things are become new. So you've got to keep focused. You've got to keep pressing. My mentality is that I'm moving forward. I'm not going to let cancer, I'm not going to let diabetes, I'm not going to let any kind of disease stop me, because I know that this is something that God's going to get the glory out of. God, something good has to come out of this. I don't believe that I'm just going through this just because. I believe that that there's some glory that's surrounding this. Glory to God. There's some glory surrounding this. And so you got to know that everything that you're going through, everything that you're dealing with, is simply so that God can get glory. It's not punishment, but it's preparation. But your mentality has to let you know that it's not punishment, it's preparation. Everything that I'm dealing with right now is not for punishment, but God's preparing me for something greater. He's preparing me for what's up ahead. So my expectation says that, yeah, God, he's going to heal me. God's going to deliver me. I know what the doctor said, but I know what my Father in heaven said. He said that by his stripes, we were healed, meaning that it was already done. It's past tense. So this is just a
season. This is just a distraction, but your mentality, your expectation has to line up with that. So, but I'm not. I feel such a preach this morning. Y'all know it's a bad thing to let a preacher have
wait,
a line
wait.
Too long.
Somebody needs to mute their line, please. We can hear your whole conversation.
And see, and you can go back later and read this, Ezekiel 34 and 26 states, and I will make them and the places around my heel a blessing. Now, I love this because he didn't say he was going to give them a blessing, but he said he was going to make them a blessing. And not only make them a blessing, but he was going to make the heel, he was going to make the neighborhood, he was going to make the area around them a blessing as well. And see, my mentality says that God has got to make me a blessing, and if I am a blessing, it means that I'm always blessed. Yeah, you got to understand that God's trying to make you a blessing, but where's your expectation? Where's your mentality? Where's your thought pattern? Where's your process? You know, we're so busy complaining about what we don't have. But listen, most of us, we got more than what somebody else have. You're not at the lowest point. You're not living under a bridge. You ought to be thankful. The Bible says, "I'll be faithful over the few; He'll make you ruler over many." It's a mentality. Where's your thought process? Instead of complaining about what we don't have, why not give God praise for what you do have? Because the truth of the matter is that some of us shouldn't have that stuff, but it's all about our mentality. It's about our mentality. So I'm looking at my expectation started last month. I'm looking for God to make me a blessing. And if he makes me a blessing, that means that I'm a blessing to everybody that I come in contact with, everybody who comes around me, everybody that hears my voice. I'm a blessing to them. And that's my expectation. I just want to be a blessing. Because I know that I can't be a blessing without being blessed. So, yeah, I know I'm over the okie doke. So, is there anybody else?
Hey, overseer.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Just stand again.
Yes.
I believe Tanya is speaking, and then there's somebody else after Tanya that's trying to speak. We're going to let Tanya speak, and then that person can come right after her.
You know, the scripture that you used was so timely, the one in Ezekiel. He would make you a blessing. And I forget how you quoted it, the actual quotation of it, but this is what I thought about. So many times we think that we're being punished for something when what God is doing is setting us up. And this is not a cliche. He literally is setting us up so that he can bless us out loud. But unless you go through some of the things that we have been through on the call, you know, he really is not. Now, he can do anything, but there's a certain way that he wants to do anything. And if he doesn't have our cooperation, if he doesn't have our trust, our obedience, he's not going to, because he's going to do it his way, not your way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord spoke to me and told me to say this out loud. And so I have to, you know, put my business out loud. So I refuse to say we lost our home because I know exactly where it is. But our home was taken from us at the beginning of August. And I never could say we lost our home because I don't believe we've lost our home. I believe that we're going to be fully restored. I believe we were removed for the home so the home could be repaired because it was in serious damage. But there are some funds that we are owed. There are surplus funds. Somebody else might be on the call that you can benefit from this. But when you go through a foreclosure sale, if they sell the property and you have equity still left in the property, you are entitled to that. But they will not come out, the people will not come out and tell you, because if you don't ask for it, guess what? You ain't getting it. And it goes to some other pot. So we found out about these surplus funds. And I'm telling you, the games that this attorney's office have been playing with us have been just amazing. Oh, just wait two more weeks. Oh, wait 30 days. Oh, now we got to send it back to court. Well, what do you mean? I am making a declaration today that before this year is out, we are going to have every penny of what is entitled to us for those surplus funds. And it's important for me to say it out loud because God needs to, he needs examples that he can use so that, because you know God will use you, right? And when you get used, it don't always feel good. And so I'm saying this out loud because I am expecting God to do that. I'm not ordering him. I'm not demanding him. But that's money that we're entitled to, that the enemy is trying to even keep that. He's a liar. He will not keep our money. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Right back to what I said.
Okay, that's me.
Preparation. Come on, who's next?
That was me, Connie. And Tanya, you just blessed me because I'm about to put my business out there too. I was telling Dion last week, and we kept saying, I'm going to hang up now. Oh, Jesus. I know. Tanya, you just blessed me. So I've been in this house for 3 years. And I told nobody nothing because I go through gracefully. Hey, God, it's I'm not an idiot. Sorry. I'm trying to control it, D. I'm going to try to control it. Oh, Jesus. I've been faithful over a few things. That's the prophet said. That's the prophet said. That's the overseer said. He said, if you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over much more. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care what nobody think about me, but I'm on subsidized housing. But I don't pay regular rent. I've always paid more than normal. And the last time my landlord took me through this before I came to Sacramento, I went through an eviction process, but it was supposed to stop if I would have moved out by a certain date, and I kept the stipulations. Can you hear me? I kept the stipulations. I paid my rent, and I moved out before October 28th. I would sign my lease October the 5th. This was 3 years ago, 2013. And do you know, after I moved into this house and got settled, I got a letter in the mail. I never understood it. I just looked at it and said, oh, that was just the close on out of the situation. Never knew to look again at my credit because I've always had good credit. No matter what my situation is, I've had pretty decent credit. Okay. So my landlord here, I have had not one moment of peace. You talking about under duress and antagonized the whole 3 years because for whatever reason, they've always threatened me with an eviction. Here go God setting you up. You don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. So last time I had no burden of proof because I didn't keep the document. Because I didn't pass that test. So when I got ready to move this year, earlier in March, I set out and I started filling out applications. I fill out the applications and the applications say, I'm going to hurry up. The applications say, have you ever been evicted before? No, I have not, sir. The only person, I kept getting turned down and didn't know why. The only person that had enough, manners and enough heart and enough compassion to call me and say, well, did you mean to fill this out like this? Because everything is fine. You were going to get the house up until we saw this. Did you ever live at 708? And Brentwood? I said, yes. And they said, well, there's an eviction on your record. And I said, wow, this is back in March. Well, mind you, I'm like, oh, God, I didn't know that these people had did this because what they did was after I signed the lease October the 5th, November the 6th, 2013, they put the eviction on my record. Sitting in this house for 3 years with an eviction. So when I got ready to move this year because I'm sick of my landlord antagonizing me and being an evil taskmaster, if you will, and always threatening me with, if you don't pay this amount, we're going to evict you, making me overpay. Do you understand me? 3 years of overpay. I'm going somewhere. Tanya just blessed me. You holding up my money. I don't know how God going to get this back to me, but I got to go to court. Thank you, Jesus, this week. And God said, I've been trying to avoid this process, Tanya. Let me go here, God. Let me go here. Let me go over there. No, you can't get in here. No, you can't get in here. Even if the overseer is saying you got to bring your expectation up bigger than a SSI check, the man asked me, the last man to turn me down that my landlord spoke to, my property manager, because I got two people working right now. He said, do you get SSI and AFDC, a welfare check? I said, no, sir. No, I do not. I work for a living. I just got this thing because I have, I hate to say it, but it's the true deadbeat father. So they help me a little bit. The system does. They make up the difference on my income. Now, here I am, Tanya. It's over $6,000 that I've overpaid. Do you hear me? And I got record this time. I got emails. I got text messages, and I got rent receipts. God said, oh, this time, take what you got. You don't need an attorney. Just go in there, because all they want is the burden of proof. Huh. All they want is the burden of proof. Don't say a word. Jesus never said a mumbling word. On the top of the contract, it says this contract supersedes any other contract. Do these people know what they just turned in? You've been making me overpay to add up to this the whole time. Thank you. Man of God, thank you, Tanya. I'll put myself out there. Just keep me in put. I got to go to court on the day I got to do the declaration. I'm already made up in my mind. It just goes back to my first declaration, the go-through power. I got to go through this to get to this. Hey, Jesus, I got to go through this to get to this. I'm done, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm about to do a cartwheel in my room because I'm glad God did it. If I didn't know anything else, I had to stand on the promises of God. And they are yay and amen. I already got the victory. I'm not even scared anymore. I found peace in this situation just by this one phone call that I would caught myself just going to wait it on out. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Constance,
thank
I just
you.
Want to tell you one
Holy
thing.
Thank you,
let me just tell you one thing. To seal it, you got to remember that I'm Tanya, and that was the other one was Tanya. You're going to be all right, girl.
God, I'm going to be a sun down there. My feet are down my foot. Hey, God, thank you, Lord.
Press mute, Connie. Press mute.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I can't find my mute button. I'm sorry.
Press mute. Amen. Go ahead, overseer.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love to hear the saints go in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm believing with you that on that date that everything is going to work out in your favor. I'm believing with you, and I believe there are some other victors on the line that's believing with you as well. Amen. And I tell you guys, we don't know what people go through, and we don't know what they have to deal with, and they're smiling, and they're praying, and they're rejoicing, but we don't know what's going on the inside, glory to God. So we're praying with her and praying for her as well. But listen, I feel like her expectation has catapulted to another place. And so, and I tell everybody, it's all about your expectation. What do you expect? I'm a winner. And I expect to win in everything that I put my hands to because I'm a blessing. So I love you guys today. I appreciate God for you. Is there anybody else that want to share this morning? Anybody else?
Good morning, overseer.
Good morning. This is Gail.
God bless you.
Hey, good morning. I heard Gail secondly, and there was
Pretty
somebody
Patrice.
Else who was saying good morning.
Pretty Patrice was saying good morning as well.
Hey,
and
good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning. I wanted to share that I have been asked to have a ministry class that I'm taking to have both books that we are studying from done by Christmas. And so I'm believing God that I will have both books done down in my spirit so that I can teach in the name of Jesus by Christmas.
Amen. I believe with you. I believe with you. But that level of expectation has got to come up. Faith is dead without work. So that means you got to be working. You got a lot to do.
Amen.
Two books by Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to get it on it, sister girl.
Amen. Obedience, that is sacrifice.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Amen. I believe there was someone else after her that wanted to share. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Gloria, I believe.
Good morning. This,
Gail.
Yes, good morning.
Gail.
This is Gail from Chicago. Thank you so much for that declaration. Thank you so much for that declaration. I went to two healing services, one Saturday and Sunday, and as most people know, I'm a cancer survivor. But when I went in there, I wasn't asking God for healing. I was praising him for the healing that he's given me. On the 20th of this month, it will be 16 years as a cancer survivor. And I just bless his name. I asked him to keep me here to see my grandchildren. And he's blessed me with four
grandchildren. I'm still here. I'm still standing. And I'm not asking that for next year. I'm standing on it for right now. And it's funny that you said that, because last night I was just thinking and I was blessing God and I was saying, this is not a New Year declaration. This is a right now declaration. And I just thank God for just answering my prayers and showing me favor. I'm still struggling. I'm still going through things, but I know God is using me as a testimony.
Has left the conference.
Praise, I praise God, and thank you so much for your declaration.
Amen. God bless you, Gail. All the way from Chicago, I tell you, the Victory Line is doing it. Texas, Chicago, the West Coast. The Victory Line is sewing it up all the way around. So we certainly appreciate it. I know there's some other people here online as well. I believe some of my followers from Arkansas was online this morning as well. So we're excited about that. I want to share just a quick testimony with you guys. And I was a little embarrassed to even share this testimony. I've been working on a doctorate of divinity probably for the last 4, maybe 5 years. And it's online classes, and I'll start and stop and get focused on something else and do something else. And just, it's just been crazy. So I was like, well, I ain't going to even mention that degree. My wife didn't even know that I was working on a doctorate degree. Well, needless to say, I must say that I told the Lord that I am not going to go into the new year with things unfinished in my life. And so, and I made up in my mind, my expectancy changed, my expectation changed, where I decided that everything that I've started and I did not finish, everything within my power that I can finish in 2016, that I was going to do it. Well, needless to say, I finished my doctorate degree. I'll be a doctor. I have a degree in a doctorate of divinity, and I graduate, get my degree December 19th, I believe, and so I'll be Dr. Jeremiah Martin.
Hallelujah!
So I'm really, really excited. And I said that to say, I felt like sharing that because there are some other people that are on the line that you've been struggling with school and finishing up a degree, and you may feel like you're too old or you're too busy or things are just not in the right place and our money ain't right and this and that and the other. I'm telling you, when you expect God to show up and when you put it in the hands of God, I still owe a balance of like $1,500. And they was like, well, just bring us what you can on the 19th when you come to get your diploma, and we'll work the rest of it out. And I was like, wow, like really? And these are people, I don't know them, they don't know me. We've just seen each other through video conference and over emails and that type of stuff. But they was like, listen, you've done the work. We want to go ahead. I mean, they even let me take the final exam without having the balance paid. So I know it was nobody but God's. And so where the money coming from, where $1,500 coming from during Christmas time, I have no idea, but I'm going to be on my way to Louisiana to pick up my diploma on the 19th. And I just believe God that it'll show up some kind of way. I'm going to take whatever I collect between now and then. But I believe God. I believe God. And so I said all that to say that when you expect God to do something, he'll do just what he said. When you challenge yourself and you press past all of your problems or your situations or your conditions, God will most definitely make a way out of no way. He'll make a way out of no way. And one thing about it is there's no vainglory in it. I don't get any glory out of being called Dr. Jeremiah. I'm not changing my Facebook page or nothing like that. Probably won't nobody know besides the ones that heard this testimony today and the people at my church and my family. But yeah, I just felt like that I needed to finish that degree. It was just there, just in limbo, and I'm just playing around with it. So I felt like it was necessary that I finish it. So for everybody, there are things that's left just hanging in limbo in your life. Go ahead and finish it up. Don't leave anything unfinished. Finish it up. If you started it, you can finish. You got to be like the Apostle Paul. He says, I'm confident that this very work that he started in me, that he's going to complete it. So the very thing that God gave you the motivation and gave you the mind to start, he'll give you that same motivation to finish it. So I just felt like that a couple of people needed to hear that this morning. Go ahead and finish what you started. God's going to give you grace, and he's going to sustain you in it. And also, one last thing is that I'll be having a book coming out in the new year. I'll be finishing up my first book. Hopefully all of the publications and everything will be done by May or June of next year. And it's a book entitled Saved But Not Delivered. And I tell you, and it is essential, and it's essential keys to prayer, because there are so many of us that we're saved, but we're still having problems with our deliverance. And the Lord dropped this book in my spirit and had me to write and begin to share with the believers. So it'll be coming to stands pretty soon. I know we're already set to go into Walmart and Barnes & Noble and doing a couple of things. Of course, I'll be doing it online where you can get it as well. So you all keep me in prayer. I got a lot of irons in the fire and a lot of things that I'm doing.
Morning.
Can I say something again? Welcome to the Doctor's Club. Yeah, amen. I did the same thing my last 2 years, well, actually 3 years of school, because my school let me press through year after year. And trust me, I'm not that person to say when I get my income tax check, I'm going to pay you. When I got my income tax check every year, I pay my debt off. That's why they let me finish school the last year when I came up short, and I just kept pressing, and I didn't know where the money was going to come from. I did it so quietly. I didn't start a GoFundMe. I didn't beg people. What I did ask people to do was to buy my books. No, they didn't buy my books. God didn't let that happen. God had a purpose for me to do it the way he did it, and that's how he did it, just like you just said the first time, just like Tanya said, just like the Holy Ghost said last month. Sometimes you got to go through some things because God wants to show you who he is. He wants to show up in your situation and say you will drink from wells you did not dig. You will eat from vineyards you did not plant. You will live in houses you did not build. You will qualify for jobs you will not qualify for. There was a reason why Joseph had to go through what he went through. There was a reason why Moses had to go through what he went through. There was a reason why Esther had to be an orphan before she became a queen. There was a reason why Ruth had to not only lose her husband, but her brother-in-law and her father-in-law. There's a reason why we go through tremendous pain to get to the tremendous treasure. There is this treasure in earth and vessels. You'll never know what God placed on inside of you until you got to go through something. I commend you. All you need to do is, when the call is over, is to put up your PayPal link. There are some people who like to sow seed. He said, I give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God continues to take care of me. And Dion and the rest of us that like to sow seeds, I want my sowing a seed into your doctoral degree simply because I want to. It's in my heart to. And I thank God again for every confirmation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this call this morning. My God from Zion, what a blessing. What a refreshing. Oh, and my expectation, that's what I was going to say as the coffee kicked in. Sorry. Did you know what I'm talking about? I need my coffee. My expectation, my declaration this morning at 3 a.m. is that, like you said at the beginning, my kids will never live in the projects. I lived in the projects for 3 months. Never, ever went back. Never, ever thought about going back. Never, ever even declared that I was going to live under the standard. I live above the standard. But the declaration this morning was, I am a homeowner. I will own home, not a home, but homes for my children's children's children. I'm going to leave an inheritance. That's it. I'm done. I won't say no more. Coffee kick.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for being willing to sow seed. Everybody that follows me on Facebook, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, I've kind of stepped it up past the little PayPal game, and I have what we call text to give. You can text right from your phone, your seed. I'll post again. It's all over my page, but you can text right from your phone. You can just text it, whatever the amount is, and then to send you a link back if it's your first time sowing into J. Martin Ministries. And it's a secure link. It's private. I don't get your information. Nobody gets your information. And you can text your seed right to that, and it'll send your receipt back and all that good stuff, or where you can sow. So I will post it on the page for those of you that would like to sow, and it is so appreciated, because I'm stepping out on faith. I'm believing God. So he's going to do just what he said he would do. So I appreciate. I believe our time is coming close to an end. Is there anyone else that would like to share just before we dismiss the call today? It's been an awesome, awesome call. Awesome call.
Yes, Brother Overseer, this is Juliet. You have truly ministered to my soul. I expect to see in the final topic.
Has left the conference.
Obedient, and also I'm getting also that my mindset has to be in a certain place, and also my language. I am praising God and thanking God in advance.
Alicia.
Is someone talking?
Has
we
left
can't
the
hear
conference.
Yes, yes. Juliet is speaking. Juliet, it's a little low. If you can come a little closer to your phone so we can hear you a little better. It's a little muffled.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's great.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just saying that, I was truly blessed by your in your declaration on high expectancy, because I know that mine is low, and listening to you, as far as what I got from it is that I need to change my language. I have to also have my mind set in the proper place of expectancy, as well as being obedient, and putting out there too that I am expecting God to use my gifts to make room for me in 2017.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
I must tell y'all, I blessed myself this morning. I don't know where they came from when I said we're below sea level. Like, I don't know, one of my science classes just leaped up in me, because everything below sea level, It's open ground for storms and tough winds and waves and all that stuff. But if you get above sea level, you're more likely to have smooth sailing when you're above sea level. But when you're down in those valleys and in those low areas, you're destined for a storm. You're destined for a disaster. So you got to your mentality has to rise above sea level. Your thinking has to rise above sea level. I found me a pen and begin to write that down. I said, I'm going to tell my church this on Sunday, that some of us are sailing below sea level, and that's why we witness the destruction and the storms that we witness, is because your mentality is too low. Your thinking is too low. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So your thinking has to come up tremendously. All right. Is there anybody else that would like to share this morning? All right. Well, if there be nobody else, I must say I miss you guys so much, and I'll tune into the line
has
here and there
the conference.
And hear and catch a couple of the prayer of the prayer warriors praying, and then
has
I have to jump right back off, because of course it's 8 o'clock my time when you guys start. I'm in Dallas, so we're like 2 hours ahead of you guys, and so and my day typically, my work day starts at 8, so it's hard for me to be on the line. They've been come knocking at the door and peeping at me now. Tomorrow, like, you need to hurry up. You need to come on. So I'm doing kingdom business. So I want to pray this morning. I want to close out with a prayer this morning, and then we'll release the line from there. Father God, now our Heavenly Father God, we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you and we exalt your name, God, for all that our ears have heard on today and our spirits have received, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. We thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you for every believer that's represented here now, God. God, we thank you for the anointing that shall subdue us all day long, God. We thank you for the glory that shall reign and rest over us, God, as we go through our everyday routine. God, I pray right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that doors would be open that have been closed, God, that every crooked way would be made straight right now by the power of the living God. And God, I pray, God, that you would move on the hearts of the believers, God, everything that their heart desires, God. I pray, God, that you would give it to them now in the name of Jesus. God, you said if our ways be pleasing unto you, you would give us the desires of our heart. So God, we expect it now, God, as our ways are pleasing unto you, as this prayer is pleasing unto you, God, as our worship is pleasing unto you, God, we expect, God,
God, you to show up in a mighty way, God. Our level of expectancy is raising above where we've been, God. And so, God, we're looking for greater, God. We're looking for more, God. We're looking for you to show yourself mighty and to show yourself strong. So, God, we thank you and we bless you. God, we pray that your peace would keep us all day long, God, that your face would shine upon us, God, and that your countenance would be with us in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Every glad heart said amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless amen. You. You all go in peace. We love you. We'll back in the morning, amen. Same place, same time. Those of you that remember, we're going through a little transition on the Victory Line. So if you try one number and it doesn't work, just hang up and go right to the next number. And if that don't work, start Facebooking somebody, and we'll make sure that you get in there some kind of way. Once again, we say thank you to the admins of the line. We thank you for sharing with us. To all of the intercessors, thank you so much. And to everybody who shared on this morning, because we know that it's not easy for you to speak sometimes, and especially tell your personal business. So we say thank you, because I believe that your testimony has catapulted somebody else. It has impacted somebody else. It has blessed somebody else. So once again, we say thank you so much. Love you guys. We'll see you in the morning, same place, same time. Good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Be blessed and encouraged. Have a blessed day.
Good love.
Be blessed. Remember, tonight and all week, CFCC
has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.